Welcome to the Wall and Paulback Church podcast for your One Step Weekly. It is April 1st, and I am Pastor Ken, and I am your host. So the purpose of this podcast is twofold. First, it's to give you the knowledge that you need in order to grow in your relationship with Jesus. The Apostle Paul told us that we needed to be transformed by a renewing of our mind. So we have to change the way we see the world. The second is how to put that knowledge into practice, because faith without actions is a dead faith. And I want you to live a life where your faith plays a huge part in who you're becoming. I want to encourage you to get connected with Wall and Paulback Church in any way. Take some time to go online to our Facebook page and our Facebook group. You can connect with a grow group there, or you can download our app. But our desire is for you to know God, grow in Him, and go and tell that story. So today we're going to be talking about some basics regarding a holy life. Holy is a word that's most often associated with hymns and angels and big churches and God and other things that are not necessarily personally us. Like, they may be a part of our personality, they may be a part of how we live and how we express our faith, but when I think of the first way I would describe myself, I wouldn't say, man, I'm holy. I think because if I did that, you'd probably give me a sideways glance, and you would be right to do so in a way, because I want to talk about that. Because the scripture calls us to live a holy life. Jesus himself says, be perfect as I am perfect. And sometimes we look at perfection and we say, man, that's not something that I can really grasp. I'm never going to be perfect. I'm not perfect. And hopefully you are thinking that, because that is a humble way of thinking. But I'd like to propose to you that it is a possibility. See, I remember having a conversation with a friend about this. The idea is that we believe it is possible to live a perfect and holy life this side of heaven. But you would never know that you were living that perfect life, because the minute you believed you had reached that, then you'd be suffering from a little bit of pride instead of humility, which humility, don't forget, we talked about in our last episode. But listen, just because the goal is lofty, does that mean we shouldn't seek after it? Well, no, of course not. There are lots of near impossible goals that are only made possible when we take the steps towards it. Anyone who's lost a lot of weight knows that when you first started on that journey, the idea of losing 50 pounds seemed so beyond the realm of possibility. You'd seen other people do it, but when you got to brass tacks, it was hard for you. Or maybe you wanted to run a marathon, and that seemed, and you'd never run a day in your entire life, but you took the steps to get to that point. Now, those are two examples, for example, from my life, but what about you? I mean, if we have goals, if we have something that we want to accomplish, then we're going to take steps. We're going to take every step that we could possibly take in order to reach that goal. And I want to say to you today that it's possible to be holy. And so you should seek after it. You should seek ways to go towards it. And so let me tell you what holy means. Maybe an explanation of the definition might help you better understand and might make this a goal and something that's a little more achievable. So to be holy literally means to be set apart. You're somebody who's put aside. Look, we have holy space that we set apart for prayer and for worship. We call them churches or chapels. Sometimes I know that some people have, you know, just rooms or closets in their house. That's a possibility. But we set these sides a place for a specific purpose, right? Maybe there's a holy time of day that we set apart for the purpose of being with God. We do this with objects and places all the time. Outside of religion, we have man caves, hunting cabins, craft spaces, whatever. Maybe the kitchen is a holy place. I don't know. But we set aside spaces for all sorts of use, whether they're religious or not. We are declaring these places holy. Why should we do this with those things and not with our hearts and lives? I mean, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we say that my life is holy, it is set apart. My heart is holy and it is set apart. It's a place where God dwells and God moves through. The divine moves through me, and so I am holy. And so first, here's a bit of theology for you. Our holiness is always in direct relationship to our standing before God. When we're sinful, then we are not setting ourselves apart. In fact, we're just going with the flow of everything else that's going. We roll with the sinful life. We don't care about our sin. But when we when we come before God and we confess that, one, we're sinful, but two, that we need Jesus, and we believe that his act on the cross of dying for our sins relieves us from the weight and burden of sin, it brings us into relationship with God. And so when we have a standing before God, when we're in relationship with God, that's when our opportunity for holiness is there. And that's when it reaches its peak. But in our relationship with him, it's his constant mercy and grace that sets us up for the most success. Without his mercy and without his grace, holiness is not something that we'll be able to accomplish. And it sets us up. But it's when we think that we are getting it done all by ourselves that we get off course. You yourself cannot make yourself holy by yourself. I hope that makes sense. You need God. You need Jesus in that. You can be holy, and you should seek to be holy. You should chase it. You should grasp it. Understand what actions you have to take in order to get. And the first focus is around faith. The very first action, if you want to be holy, it focuses around faith, believing in what you hope for and being certain of what you cannot see. Believe that Jesus died on the cross to deliver you from your sins. Not only believe it, but say, this is a truth for my heart, and it is something that I'm going to allow to permeate me and change me. So go ahead. You want to take these steps? I want you to take these steps right now. I want you to take a moment right now to say it. Whether you've said it once, a million times, just say, I believe. I believe that Jesus died for my sins. Say it. Say it out loud right now. I'll wait. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins so that I might be holy. The second thing is resolve to allow Jesus to be reflected in your life. There was a movement a few years ago called WWJD, and it became kind of cheesy and corny and more culturally acceptable than maybe we would have liked, because sometimes we like to see Jesus as more of a rock star than a savior. But many people began to sport these WWJD bracelets, which help people ask themselves, what would Jesus do? If we're going to be people who desire holiness, we need to imitate the one who is holy. In his first letter, Peter, a follower and close personal friend of Jesus, said this: live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. First, don't get hung up on the word pagan. It's in reference to people who do not believe the things that we do about Jesus. Specifically, like there's only one God. In that time, people, and I mean even today, people believe that there's many ways to God. But listen, there's only one God. Jesus is his name, and other things that differ from the way they believe. The point is, let them think what they want about our beliefs, but you be holy. Live such a good life that it disarms their criticism. So often, Christians are not praised for their love, but we're criticized for our bigotry and our judgmentalisms. But we should be praised for our lives and our similarity to Jesus. That even though you don't believe the same theology everyone else believes, we believe that there is a love that is greater than a love that can be experienced outside of God, outside of Jesus. Because someday God's going to speak to those people. And if we've lived lives of holiness, the leap of faith is going to be less than if we showed them that a life in Jesus is a deeper love and a deeper peace. See, this is not just for strangers in our lives, but this is for our husbands, our wives, our children, our family, our friends. So your one step for this week is this. What is one area of your life that you can be more like Jesus this week? Need help figuring it out? Then drop me a message and we can walk through that together. But that's your one step. So go live a holy life. And may you know God in a way that transforms your life. Grow in that relationship with him so you can go and tell others what he has done. And I'll catch you all next week. God bless.